Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Bob Elson. We're set as usual for our Saturday afternoon show. And it's another nice day in Chicago. It's cold, but you have to expect that. The Bears will be home, by the way, tomorrow, and it looks like they'll have a very pleasant day. We're delighted to have an old friend of ours as our guest today, Ed Kelly, who does a great job as the head of the Chicago Park District. We'll talk about that and find out just exactly what the Park District involves. He'll be our guest, and he'll be with us in just about 1 minute. We're delighted to have Ed Kelly here with us today. Real nice guy and a friend of mine for, well, I was going to say 35, 40 years. I don't know.
At least. At least, Bob.
Well, you're younger than I am.
Well, I don't know about that. You're a lot younger than people my age, I assure you.
When we talk about the Park District, what does that involve?
Well, it involves 585 parks and playgrounds throughout the city of Chicago, which amounts to about 7,200 acres of park land. And it's considered the largest operation of its type in the world today. We have more parks and playgrounds here in Chicago than any city in the United States. And the programs that we have, there's no city in the country that has the programs that we offer to the people of Chicago.
Ed Kelly, that must involve a lot of planning.
Well, there's no question about that, Bob. We have an engineering department. We have our recreation department, of course, our landscape division, and it's broken up into various divisions that are conducive to what we would like to offer to most people in the city of Chicago. Everyone doesn't like to play basketball, so we try to give a well-rounded program to all the people in Chicago. And it becomes very difficult at times because of the money situation that we have in this country here today. But we do have programs, and the nicest thing about it is most of the programs are free. They're no cost to the people when they come in to use these programs. The programs consist of, from art craft, wood shop, gymnasium classes, tennis, golf, swimming. I could go on and on. Drama classes, just about every type of recreational needs that people might be interested in involving themselves with.
Now, these are in placements all over the city?
Right. They're throughout the entire city of Chicago. So pretty much people in respective areas I could reach some of the major parks, I think, within a mile, or if they had to. Some parks are within a block. It varies according to the neighbors, of course, and, of course, according to the area that you have in that neighborhood as far as parklands are concerned.
You weren't responsible for it. In fact, it was before your time. I'm talking about Soldier Field.
Well, that's a very dear thing to my heart because being a veteran such as you, that facility was named after our war heroes, and when there was talk about the field being taken down, I was pretty much one of the supporters that felt that that should never be taken down. As you know, there's a complete renovation going on in Soldier Field, and this year when the Bears, after tomorrow, when the Bears complete their schedule, the south portion of Soldier Field is going to be renovated, just as we have the new north section renovated. And then next year at the end of the football season, we'll go in and do the east and west side of Soldier Field with new VIP boxes, which you know the Bears are going to pay for that, and new press boxes, and we'll have a complete new facility to seat 70,000 spectators at a cost of an estimate of $32 million. Now, that's a lot lower than the $100 and $200 million that they were talking about as far as a new stadium here in Chicago.
Ed, how do you solicit patronage for Soldier Field?
As far as the events and so forth? Well, it was very difficult to bring events into Soldier Field because of the constant undecided, there was no decision really was made on Soldier Field until about 4 or 5 months ago when the Bears signed a 20-year contract. So it depends. We're hopefully going to, as you probably know, Bob, there's a possibility Chicago Fire will be back in Chicago next year as part of that new football league. So there's a very good possibility they would be in Soldier Field playing events. We would solicit tennis events to come in there, boxing events and rodeos and just about every type of an event that the field would be able to accept, which would generate more money for us at the field, which would help us as far as eliminating some tax monies that we usually have to go to the legislature for in order to support the park district.
Yes, it's obvious, I'm sure, to everybody that it'd be pretty hard for Soldier Field to support itself.
Right, right in the conditions. But with the Bears coming in there in a new contract, we'll generate about $2 million with them alone. So Soldier Field, Bob, since I've been there, has paid for itself, regardless of what some people in news media might think. We have made money in Soldier Field, even on a limited basis that we've been operating on, because our situation at Soldier Field is unique in as much as the staff that we have working there is normally just works there during the game schedule. So we're able to move those people that are there working on day Sunday games out into other park locations, and we've been able to show a profit at Soldier Field.
Well, that's good. Now there are going to be some changes there.
Yes, the changes will have a complete new facility with new toilet facilities and locker facilities and seating capacity of 70,000, which will hopefully generate more money. And then, of course, as I said before, with the VIP boxes being installed in, there will be about 58 VIP boxes put in there. And they haven't decided on what they're going to charge for those boxes, but I know it's going to be well over $20,000 per. And believe it or not, there's a waiting list.
Is that right?
Yes, there's a waiting list, and I imagine a lot of corporations will be pretty much the people that can afford that type of a figure.
What has been the single largest event ever held at Soldier Field?
Well, Bob, as far as football, I think you know this better than I. I think it was Austin High School when they played Austin when they played Fenwick down there, and Austin and Leo. And at that time, I was down at the game, and I think the estimate was $115,000. I have 115,000 people for that high school football game, which has been the largest ever held anywhere. I think when the Eucharistic Congress was held on there, too, they estimated around 150,000 in there. So, you know, you get ballpark figures, and I use the word ballpark to you, of course,
sure,
with your great love for baseball. But I believe those are two of the probably largest events ever held in that area.
What did the Dempsey-Tunney fight do?
The Dempsey-Tunney fight, I think, did 100,000 people down there. I think there was around 100,000 that time down there, which was a tremendous number of people for a fight outdoors. That was before my time, though.
Yeah. Well, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, I imagine you were there, Bob.
Yeah.
It was a great event, and hopefully we're going to have events like that down here when the stadium is completed and new, because a new stadium will attract business. As I said before, with all the construction and the uncertainty of what was going to happen to Soldier Field, it was very hard to get a contract with anyone, because naturally, as you know, you have to sign these contracts well in advance, a year, sometimes two years in advance. And of course, we at the Park District were at a very bad position, because we couldn't do that. We couldn't make that commitment because we didn't know what was going to happen with the stadium.
Well, Soldier Field is quite a very few cities have a stadium like that.
Well, I believe many of the announcers that were there for all of our football games said it was one of the most, it was the prettiest facility they've ever seen, with the colonnades. And by the way, the colonnades are going to stay as they are with the new renovation. They're going to leave that there. And I don't think there's anything prettier than to go in that stadium and see those colonnades. And it's part of Chicago. I think it's as much as Chicago as Lakeshore Drive and our beaches.
Now you have a new 20-year deal with the Bears?
Right. They signed a 20-year contract with us, and we expect it to be a very good contract, and I know the Bears will be very happy.
Uh-huh. Who'd you talk to, Hallis?
Papa Hallis and Jim Finks. And I don't have to tell you, I think he's probably one of the finest men I've ever met, George Hallis, you know.
Well, everybody loves George Hallis.
He's done a lot for a lot of people that the news media never reports. I mean, he's helped a lot of people, and he's done it in his own quiet way. You know, you constantly will hear people talking about him being such a skinflint. That's absolutely completely opposite. I said, there's a man that really had to work for everything he received, and it didn't come easy to him, and he's just been a wonderful person and a great friend.
What is, Ed, what is feasible that possibly, what sport that could use Soldier Field that so far you haven't had?
Well, we've had some people come in, and as far as rodeos, and I know the first question would be, would that do any damage to the AstroTurf? And no, they have a facility set up where they would not endanger the AstroTurf at all. But yeah, rodeos and circuses, and of course, we'd like to bring the major tennis events on there, which we did have that one time in the North Field, and we would, I think we very we could bring them back on, and we could lay the tennis courts over the AstroTurf, and there's a lot of things that can be done. There's a lot of major events, boxing. We've talked to the boxing promoters about the possibility of running a boxing show in the summertime once a month down in Soldier Field, where we would generate that. As you know, boxing is coming back tremendously. We have the largest amateur boxing program in the United States here in Chicago, and one of our Olympic fighters, who was an Olympic champion, Leroy Murphy, just turned professional. And a lot of these kids that we started in our boxing program come from very tough areas in Chicago, and it's helped them tremendously as far as, you know, developing them as a person. And we feel very strongly on the boxing program that we have in the Park District, and not just because we want to teach kids to be fighters or professional fighters, but they're in the gym and they're taking care of their bodies, and the emphasis on that. So as I said, we have over 8,000 kids in our boxing program. And it's great. It's one of the many, you know.
Our guest today, and we're delighted to have him, is an old friend, Ed Kelly, the head of the Chicago Park District. And we'll be back with our guest in just a moment. We're delighted to have Ed Kelly here with us today at Northwest Federal. Ed, wasn't there a time a few years ago when there was some talk of baseball in Soldier Field?
Yes, we talked to some people in reference with the possibility of using Soldier Field for baseball. But as you well know, Bob, we do not have the area for baseball at Soldier Field. We do not have the width. You know, it's very different from what you have out in Los Angeles. You'd have to move those bleachers, the east and west bleachers, you'd have to move them at a great distance out into the parking area, and it just wasn't feasible for baseball. Uh-huh. It would be a natural. It would be wonderful if we did, because it'd be one way of generating more money, you know, for the parks and for the people of Chicago.
And it's too bad because of all that wonderful parking space.
Right. I think most people don't realize we can park over 26,000 cars in and around Soldier Field now. And there's only one other city in the United States that can do that. So the parking is no longer a real problem at Soldier Field. We had a problem numerous 3 or 4 years ago. But now with the IC, we leased the IC property, and we have our own underground, and we have shuttle buses taking people from the Monroe and the Michigan Avenue underground facilities. It's worked out very well.
Yeah. Ed, have you followed the DeBartola case?
Yes, I have.
That should interest you.
Well, it does, being a baseball fan and being associated with some of the Sox board of members. Nick Lattice and I were roommates together down at Iowa, and I think everyone is totally confused of the reasons why, you know, Mr. DeBartolo. I don't know him, but I know people that are close to him that tell me he's a fine man, and people are just puzzled, Bob, and I'm certain you are too, on why a man like that there would not be given the franchise here, because he has the staying power, I think, to get the ball players that are necessary to bring us our first championship in many, many years here in Chicago.
I can't understand it. I really, he's got a lot of money. There's nothing. He's got a fine reputation. I can't understand what's keeping him out.
Well, Bob, there's no question. The man, they could not own the San Francisco 49ers football team. His son is the president of that team, and he has 3 racetracks, and there's certainly no way anyone could own those 3 or 4 professional facilities without being probably one of the most decent people you could ever want, because I'm certain any time anyone goes in to buy a franchise, especially in the football or baseball leagues here or basketball, the FBI and everyone else will go through you with a fine tooth comb, especially having the racetracks too. So it's a puzzle, and I think it's going to hurt us here, although the other owners from Chicago who are going to bid are very fine people too, and I think their interest, of course, is Chicago, because they're from Chicago. So I just don't know.
Well, baseball, as long as I can remember, back in the Judge Landis days, they've always had an aversion to gambling. And when you talk about horses, you're talking about gambling.
True, and I think if anyone thinks that there's no one gambling on baseball games here, are up on cloud 9, because people gamble on just about anything. And so I think that's an over-exaggerated phrase in some cases about gambling. And if you bring gambling, I think you, Bob, know better than anyone about the Black Sox history, and I think that left a bad taste in many people's minds for many, many years. Of course, that was way before my time. But I have to say, this man is very respected. And his children, I understand, are just fine kids. And it sort of makes you feel bad to see someone put through the process he was put through. And it just, I don't think it's, you know, it's America.
Yeah. No, it's too bad. It really is. And I haven't heard anybody that hasn't said the same thing. You know, they think he's getting a bum deal.
Well, again, I hope this doesn't take away from the other owners that are, I mean, the prospective buyers that are trying to buy the White Sox. Of course, you know, I don't think it should affect them at all. I don't think the people of Chicago should, you know, even think that these people might have been involved in Mr. DeBartolo not getting that, because I understand Reindorf and them are fine people, too, and being from Chicago, they have a legitimate, you know, request to buy that club. And who knows, they seem to have the financial stability to do what they claim they can do. And if we can get a winner in Chicago, I think the people here will be extremely happy.
I should say. Our guest today is Ed Kelly, an old friend and a man who does a great job as the head of the Park District here in Chicago. And we're delighted to have him with us today. He'll be back in just about 1 minute. Our guest today at Northwest Federal is Ed Kelly, the head of the Chicago Park District. Ed, you were talking before when we started to talk here on this program about the many parks that are involved. What would you say is the most popular park? Lincoln Park?
Well, Lincoln, they attract over 4 million people a year. And, you know, you can say Lincoln, but, you know, as far as we have the McFetridge Ice Complex now, which we have a beautiful ice rink. It's right over at California and Irving, and we have 6 indoor tennis courts there. That's a very popular location. You have parks, you know, like out in this area, Portage Park, where they're tremendous active. You have Burnham Park, where during the summertime, you cannot get a ball field down in Burnham Park. Every ball field is just blocked. You have the concerts down there, which we're drawing tremendous crowds down there now at the Daily Bicentennial Plaza, too, which is an outdoor rink down there. Most people in Chicago are not aware of it because of the newness. But at the Daily Bicentennial Plaza, which is at the Outer Drive in Monroe Street, right across from the Bandshell, we have an outdoor ice skating rink there and indoor facilities there. And, of course, there's outdoor tennis facilities there. And that's becoming very popular. And many of these high-rises that are being built, it's going to help those people living in those areas, you know, that they're going to have at least some facilities right walking distance.
Ed, we hear occasionally some talk about some usage that the pier will be put to.
Well, Navy Pier is in part of our operations. We would like to have part of Navy Pier as far as the marinas are concerned. We operate over 8 marinas here in the city, and we have over 6,000 boats in our harbors, and we've resolved a major problem we had a number of years ago there. We're generating over $2 million just in our harbors from the boaters. And we'd love to be part of the Navy Pier operation, as we have indicated to the mayor. And I, you know, there's so many different plans on Navy Pier. I think there's some exciting plans, Bob. But again, it comes down to money, and it comes down to the people that are going to go in there and do whatever operations are going to do as far as restaurants and maybe indoor facilities such as racquetball or tennis. There's so much that could be done on it, but again, it comes down to money, Bob.
Are all these things that we talked about in all these different places and locations, are they all financed from your office?
Well, everything as far as the recreation is, as I said, Navy Pier is not part of the Park District. Well, that's not under the Park District. It's under City of Chicago. But all of the facilities in the parks are financed out of our corporate structure. And, you know, and we're on a limited, budget, as you know. We're at our maximum. We cannot spend over what we've been granted by the legislature. So.
What about the Lincoln Park Zoo?
Well, that's our operation. Lincoln Park Zoo is our operation, right.
That's really a great operation, too. And, you know, they keep that place so clean there all the time.
Well, thankfully, yes. Other sections were criticized for not keeping it clean, but unfortunately, until the people that use these facilities in some of these areas, hopefully you can educate them, because, you know, the more litter that they throw in the area, the more personnel it takes to clean it up. And most people are pretty cooperative, and where we get a lot of pressure is on weekends and in the summer, especially when there's a tremendous number of people using these facilities, and the litter just is dropped all over the area, and it gets very difficult, but we try to do what we can with the limited number. You know, we have 585 parks and playgrounds, and we only have 500 landscape laborers, which means we don't have a labor to match up with the park. And in the large parks, such as Lincoln, which is 1,185 acres, we have to use a lot of personnel in there. But we think we've made some improvements.
I should say you have. Ed, I want to thank you very much for making the trip over here today.
Well, Bob, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Enjoyed having you. And
anytime I can be with a Hall of Famer, Bob, it's a pleasure. I mean that sincerely.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest has been Ed Kelly, an old friend of mine for many, many years, and the head of the Chicago Park District, where he does a very, very outstanding job. Have a happy day now. There's a lot of football on the tube today, and we'll be talking with you again next Saturday at our usual time.